As part of its savings drive, the federal government is scrapping a range of advisory bodies from the High Speed Rail Group to an Antarctic Committee. It's part of a bid to save at least $1 billion. In all, 21 committees are either being scrapped or rationalised, and the work will be done instead by government departments, although some of the bureaucracy of them is itself facing cuts. From Canberra, Louise Yaxley reports.
The government doesn't say how much of the $1 billion a year it aims to save by abolishing groups that include the Insurance Reform Advisory Body, the National Housing Supply Council, and the Panel on the Marketing of Infant Formula. But Everard Compton, who heads the Advisory Panel on Positive Ageing, which also includes the former Deputy Prime Minister Brian Howe, says his group is not expensive.
A few hundred thousand dollars a year, a couple of hundred thousand, I think it is. I'd have to get the exact figure from Treasury, but we run a lean, mean operation. We don't go anywhere that we don't have to. We're not causing a financial disturbance in the government.
Mr. Compton says it's doing important work.
We've only got 6 months' work to go, and we can give the government a blueprint on all the legislative and policy and financial changes that need to be progressively made over the next 25 years to make sure we turn ageing into an asset rather than a liability. And I find it a little hard to understand why, when we're so close to finishing something that we've had some years of work in, that it's chopped off and that the government does not appear to want a report on how ageing is going to hit Australia.
The High Speed Rail Advisory Group is also being scrapped. Bob Nanva from the Rail, Tram and Bus Union says it wasn't costing any money.
Oh, look, this won't save the government a cent, but what it'll do is set back Australia's economy decades. There are people sitting on this panel that have given up their time voluntarily to ensure this project gets off the ground after decades of talking about it.
No one from the government's been available to comment this morning, but the opposition's finance spokesman, Tony Burke, says the cuts show the government's not open to expert advice.
There's a principle that the government doesn't seem to be able to handle, which is there are other people who have expertise too. The whole idea of these advisory committees is to make sure that the best possible information finds its way into government decision making. Now, I don't believe for a minute that Tony Abbott is a firearm expert or that he's an expert on a series of issues that are dealt with, for example, relating to the health of infants, which are covered by these sorts of expert committees. The whole idea of these committees is to get the best possible information so that you make the best possible decision.
Isn't that the job of the government departments, though?
Oh, government departments still have a range of expertise, but you still need to have a whole lot of professional scientific experts whose information is plugged in, and that happens through these sorts of advisory committees.
The opposition finance spokesman, Tony Burke, ending Louise Yaxley's report.